We can start now. So we're holding basically, and again, I'm going by the Piscotos in the Enyaq, which is the most convenient way to go about it. Vomer Birchenan, Chofhei, Pisco Chofhei, Vomer Birchenan. Shimshin Dan as Yisrael Kavim Shabashemayim. Shimshin was Dan Klal Yisrael like Kavim Shabashemayim. Shenema Don Yodin Amoy Ke'echot. So the diuk is on the word Ke'echot. Vomer Birchenan. Shimshon al Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shneme ki shemesh umogin Hashem Elokim. So you all of a sudden have we just got through a whole bunch of different mandiomrim and rushes that he did, he did terrible things and so on and so forth. And now we have two drushes. And L'chur Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said before, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ain't chinah loshna avera. I'm sure that it was said klap of that. And that's just some incredible nekuda. But I'll call upon him, so Rabbi Yochanan now says, Shim Shandani Sorg Vish Shemayim, and Shim Shashmash Gash Baruch Nikra, Shem Kishem Shemogan Hashem Lakim. Ela Meata, said Gemara, asks, Lo Yimachik, that if he's like Hashem Shekadosh Baruch Hu, then he lo yimachik, should never disappear. Elami en Shema Shekadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean something total. It means in a certain nekuda. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu mon kol olam kuloi af Shimshon hegem dor Yisrael. And then another member of Reichen, which is completely on a different topic, and the reason why you have all these in Yonim together is. In the world of Agadata, Chazal Bederach Klal lumped together memories of one Mandiyama, because there was no easy way to do it topically. So you had to. So this way, you could do it the way people remember. That's a pashtu pshat. But Rabbi Yechonon Bilam Chiga Beragle Acho Yeshnem VeYelach Shefi Shimshin Chiga B'Shtei Ragle Po Yeshnem Shifon Alei Orach. So three memories from Rabbi Yechonon. It's very strange. I mean, it's extraordinary Lashenis over here of Shevach. It says that he was done the world like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi says, Ke'echot Yechid Sholom, Shafat Tzedek. What does that mean? So let's take a look at the Maral over here. Kavir Shabashamayim. Kiroy Hoya Shimshin Shiadon Yisrael Kavir Shabashamayim. Now, the first point is I think the Maral is giving a little bit of a taich. Kaviyam Shav Shemayim means that he was royal like Kaviyam Shav Shemayim. He was shayach to that same thing. But he says, but he's medayik in the pasik. It's not, it's ke'echad, he includes the rest of the pasik. Ke'echad Shifte Yisrael. What does that mean? Kichol davar shebo'olam efshar sheyaboy shnayim chutz min hadin shei efshar sheyashinui ushniyos bedin klal rak hadin hu echad ulekach nema don yodin amoy ke'echad kishim sheyadon yisrael v'olam midas hamishpat v'adin legamri ulekach hoyadon yisrael kavir shoshmayim shehu echad. So the Maral here is putting down a nekuda in what is Midas Hadin, and that's important to understand. You have a Gemara, LaMashal. You have a Lashon in Gemara of Yikoyv Hadin Esahar. Din should split a mountain. It should go straight through a mountain. Let's understand what the difference of why Din is like that. The first midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world was a midah of Chesed. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu expanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlarging his malchus, and therefore Godlecha, Rashi says, is a midah tuvoy in Vaischanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of Hatava, and the midah of Hatava in general is an expansion of Tchumim. So right now I have X, and I'm mashpiat on Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, and they all have from me. So it's a certain going out, flowing out, a ribui. I'm being marbe shefa in the world. That's the aside of the midah of hatava. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing to go outward and to spread out. Then it says, so Shemayim when them tochin v'holchin, and so there's no, that midah itself knows no limits. Midah of hashpa, of hatava, of expansion, by definition knows no limits. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Dai," and a midah came in that cut a line. The midah of din is to precisely define a tchum of something. Haledavahu. Let's take a mashal from Havaya Zaylam. The larger and thicker an object is, the less it can cut. You can club somebody with a big club. You can't cut anything with a club. The thinner and sharper something is, even a piece of paper, when it's very thin, it cuts. Because the midah of cutting things precisely, giving something magbal things and mitzamtzem things, is a midah that's din. So by definition, din demands something that's very specific, something very precise, something that's one, and not many, not others, and so on. I want to bring in another mashal, which is fascinating in terms of how the metzias of the world is still suited to these inyanim. Light is the most basic unit of the world. Bayor, that's the first unit of the world. Light comes to us in many wavelengths. The spectrum that we can see is a small part of the big spectrum, but as far as we're concerned, the normal light we have consists of many, many different types of light. The Bayor Me'ori Ha'esh, different types of light. When they learned how to emit a very, very specific light, Hamechuna laser, so now we have something which on the one hand is very, very mitzumtzum to one specific type of light, and it has tremendous koiches. Two of its tremendous koiches are the straightness of the line. You can shoot a laser up to the moon and it'll keep the line straight. It's incredible. And it's very, very sharp, very powerful. And that's why lasers are used so much in anything that needs precision cutting. Lasers are the tool because it's something which gives it that. So when you have a ribuy of R, a ribuy of iris, you lose those tchunis. When you amitzamtzemit to one and only one, then you already have something that is exact, precise, sharp, and so on. One. A second dogma, let's go more to din and to mishpat, a little bit more in that world. Din functions only, lamashal. When in the type of situations where a little more and a little less works, then din doesn't work. So if I say be'erech, so the be'erech is something that automatically tells me it's not din. It just like Moshon, the teva, the world, the erech doesn't work. I mean, either this will connect or it won't connect. It's like it says it will flow, won't flow. The erech is not a word. Anytime I want to give something a real metzias, and the Maral says this by Avraham Avinu, he says, Avraham Avinu said, Bama Eda. So it was called a chet. The Maral says it's not a chet in the meaning, in the sense of a wrongdoing, rather it's a chet in the sense of a shortcoming. In other words, anything which it says it like lahachti samatara, it didn't quite make it to the target. So he explains it like this: Avraham Avinu was midas achesed, and that was avodas Hashem, and b'meila Kadosh Baruch Hu reciprocated. That was the relationship. The problem with midas achesed is that you never can be sure of tomorrow. Lamashal, if I sign a contract with somebody that I'm working and every week that I work, I get $1,000. So that stays in place. Unless I'm vatal the contract, that stays. And every time I finish a week, I come to him and I have to pay $1,000. That's right and it's normal and so on. Let's say somebody, I have an organization. And somebody's been not of me. Somebody gives me $1,000 and he gives me every week. I don't have a koyach tvia. Let's say 1 week he says genug. I can't say, you've given me 50 weeks already. You can't stop now. I mean, the guy can sign it back here and he sent us. I give him 50 weeks. I'm stopping now. There's a story when somebody once came to, there were two brothers that used to come to Rothschild every week and pick up 100 franc for the week. One week, only one of them appeared. And the Rothschild asked him, where's your brother? He said, Lo Leinu was nifter this week. I said, oh, very, very sorry to hear. I'm not going to ask him. I gave him 100 franc. So the guy says to him, where's the other 100 franc? He says, well, you told me your brother was nifter. He says, you're his Yerush or I'm his Yerush? Who Yash is my brother? Midas HaChesed doesn't have, it's not a mitzias, and it's not a strong mitzias. It's each time it's a new mitzias. So Avram's Midas, Mal says, was Midas HaChesed, and b'meila he couldn't, but ma'eda was a shaila in the etzem relationship of Chesed. I can never be sure that tomorrow, even if I'm a nice person, even if I keep doing what I'm doing, but in the signet of a mahalach of Chesed, there's never an assurance. So but ma'eda was a chisar and not a chet. That's how Maral learns it, and it's a chisar because they didn't have midas din associated with it yet. Mishpat and din, anytime when I come to be dan someone, it's because I have a very sharp standard. I say, this is the chayk. And that's exactly, and I measure it. If you had to supply X in this deal, if you didn't supply it, you did an avla. So din is not, that's what he says here. Ke'echot shifte Yisrael, in other words, shifte Yisrael means there are 12 angles to the Metzias Ruchnias. Each Shevet has its milas. So Lamashal, let's take a look in Yiddishkeit how it plays out. There's halacha, strict halacha, and then there is minhagim. So I'll go to 12 Batei Midrashim. In one place they daven with tremendous hispilousness, Cyrus is screaming, yelling. In one place they daven very, very quiet and very fatrach. In one place, they say a lot more Tosefis, and one place doesn't. All of those in Yonim are going to be in Yonim that, it's not shaykh to say this is right, or this is right, or this is wrong, right? It's that's Shifte Yisrael. There's 12 sharim, like the Arizal says, and every shevet has its shar, and its mahalach, and its nekuda. But when it comes to din, then this is the din. And therefore it's the same din for everybody. So I'll go upon him. The to be dan klal Yisrael is only possible if you set yourself up ke'achad shift Yisrael, that you become an echad. In this nekuda, there's no machloikis. There's no minhagim. This is straight halacha, and there's no mokum to mitvakeach on this. So
I understand. Din also has, unless I misunderstand something, Din also has numerous stadim and.
That's because we don't have a Sanhedrin, we don't have like Chazal said, you don't have Mishnah Berurah and Halacha Berurah in one place. It's a deficiency in our part, Look at the difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is the Rambam's summation of Kol HaTorah Kula. There's no ifs, ands, or buts in the Rambams. Shulchan Aruch is a later, much later sefer, a very different mahalach. And the Shulchan Aruch's mahalach is, listen, we don't have a koyach to be maimed a din as a yachid. We don't have the koyach to be maimed as a yachid. So lemaisa, I take all the deis and I'm achriya. I mean, the whole lashon of a Shulchan Aruch is lashon achriya. That's why you can't ask stiris. The way in the Rambam, everything has to shtim. It's one sheet, one day from A to Z. That's why din looks. Din looks, the Rambam has no ifs, ands, and buts in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is because of our miut of ability to be dan din, we take sheetas, we machriya. At the end of the day, we machriya. I mean, it's the unusual poisik, like the Chazanish, who will put himself down and say his own daya from A to Z, learn up the sugya, say it, or Moshe. Most tshuvas for him, they basically navigate between other shitas and dayas. So our halacha is really a compromise because we can't pass. We don't have the Bezna Gadol was machriya. Bezna Gadol came to a conclusion. That's it. They passed in one way or the other, and that became, Chok Yisrael.
Well, what's the idea of Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim?
So Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. The Ran says this, Joshua Ran. There are a few different, but more or less, I think I'm explaining it right is as follows. Let's say there's. Okay, let's give an example. Let's take a simple, a crude example, but a simple. Imagine somebody's a choyla lo aleinu. A choyla, difficult choyla. So one doctor says you have to go with surgery because surgery, you see what you're doing, you see what you take out, you see how surgery is the way to go with it because it's the most baradik and mahalach. Another doctor says, no, chemo is a better way to go. Because even though you're not clear if you got exactly growth, but you reach out to many other places and affects many other parts, so chemo is the way to go. A third one, time is radiation to go. A fourth one says that he likes natural things. He smears shemazayas on the chayla and wraps around red strings and it's good. So. Again, I'm coming from as a Litvak that I don't believe in these things. I'm coming mitzav as a koifa. So, the first three, each one is a daya that is of this. I can't say anyone is right or wrong. They all are deos. One might work or not. In other words, maybe one will work, one won't work. But each one mitzav the understanding of it is a real understanding. The fourth one is Shlomo Duruna. It's not. I mean, he's just out in left field. So Shaychus did. The Torah was given that any area that doesn't have a clear hachra from that was given as Torah Shabbat or Torah Shabbat Peh, clear Torah Shabbat Peh in the sense of the Ikrei Dinim that Moshe got. Anything like that would be totally in Das Adam. Any daya that is a ra'uidika daya to say in the Inyan, Moshe had that in his Mesiris, that understanding, in other words, and whether he brings out the Gemara, whether Chalas is from Kabayim or Kav, and both of them have Svaris. So mitzad the Torah Shabbat, both of them are Torah. Both of them are a Havana and a Tfisa Amitis in what it is. What to do, Lemaisa, which is a very specific area of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Sanhedrin or Kalali Psak for later Doris, and that's what we do. So the Eila Divik Chaim is on the level of Torah, both are correct possibilities. So you get Schar for Talmud Torah both. If somebody learns, somebody says Birch Sat Torah, and he only said over a Mishnah of Beis Shammai. He's Yotze Talmud Torah. Even though Shammai Mokum Hill is in a Mishnah, it's in a Mishnah in Halacha, but it's not in a Mishnah. It's a Torah Shabbat. Masha'im came, what a person who's not an inch of the mile of the svaris, the nashkat, they say, there's no shaykhis, that's not Torah, that's Eilu ve'elu. So Eilu ve'elu is on a high level, on the level of the svaris shabar. I want to give another mashal for Eilu ve'elu. I remember when we learned algebra, so the square root of 4 is either 2 or minus 2. And if you wrote one or the other, you would get off at least 50% on your answer. If not more, it shows you this. So let's say it's not a problem, square root of 4. What is it? The problem is like this. John has a field. Farmer Smith, my day's right. Farmer Smith has a field that is square. It measures 4 square feet. How big is each side? So someone's gonna come along and say, okay, this is the same formula. So each side is either 2 or minus 2. It's wrong. Unless you have a heavy mortgage, you can't have minus 2 as a side of a field. Why? I remember as a boy when I was learning it in school. Why did that answer disappear? The answer is math is an abstract nekuda. It's the square root of 4 is either 2 or minus 2. Minus 2 times minus 2 is 4, and 2 times 2 is 4. How do I apply it to a field? I can only apply 2 times 2. The minus 2 is meaningless when it comes to real numbers and to real mitzias, and maybe let's not forget. Torah itself, mitzad, the limud of Torah, mitzad, Talmud Torah, any svar that's lamitosh al Torah is a tzad in Torah. Anytime when it comes ledina, din, somebody once told me, I don't know if it's right or not, but it definitely, the word in Aramis for this is Dain, Dalet Yud Nun. This, it's very specific, very direct. Chituch HaDin, Choytchim Es HaDin Al-Pashem. Din requires, so Talmud Torah and Din is a polyoitz of Talmud Torah, but it's very different. So the Svaras are important, and the Svaras is the world of Torah. And the Svaras means that Stodim, that and Din is Chituch HaPashem. So in the world of Torah, yes, all opinions not only are a Torah, they're all mechuyev to learn them. The real havan in a sugya is when you understand the different studim and how you what you could say in the sugya and why you're saying this specific mahalach. Ladina, there should be one ladina. We do not have it, so we weigh. But that's the difference in din and Torah. So Shimshon was v'lekarcho yedon Yisrael kavir shav shemayim shu echad v'ze atzmoi masham acharkach sheshimshon nikra al shmoi shakadosh baruch hu. So this mid of echad, which is the most central, is required of somebody that's done. V'mitzad she'olav nema don yodin amoi ke echad shet Yisrael v'amishpat alkim befrat. So this word of Shemesh over here applied to Shimshon because now how is that? This is really a very, very deep mimer, and let's explain what he's coming from also. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Malchus into this world. A Malchus is called Echad Am, Rashi says Miyuchet Sheba Am. Ein Shiva Zor Elo Malchi Beistovel Vad. A Melech is a Yachid, and a Melech. All the halachas of Malchus are that nobody's mishtatet with him. Nobody marries Almana. Nobody's this. Nobody's that. He has to stand alone. It's mitzad the fact that the melech is supposed to be the nekud of Echad and Klal Yisrael, that he stands alone. There were two malchias in the beginning of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made malchias. There was the Shemesh and the Areach. So those, each one is a malchus. There's a malchus yom and a malchus of laila. The levana was mekatrig, and the levana said you can't have two malachim, and b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayir her and gave her the kechavim, the tzva kechavim, as an addition. What you have that is means the malchus of Shemesh remained in the Bria a malchus of a Yachid. The Gemara's lashon is tiara b'shimsha mahani. There's shraga b'tiara mahani. A candle when it's light outside is useless. Shemesh does not include any other oir in it. When there's shemesh outside, every oir looks mechuber. We're holding down by Pesachim. The Yerushalmi says it's a metzias. Nothing else is meir by yoyim. Blaila has many, many ha'aris. So there's a memshalas of yoyim, memshalas of a shemesh, and that retains a dogma of a malchus yachid. And then there's another type of malchus, which is a few together. An example, a reflection of that. It says a person shouldn't be a don yachid, she'ein don yachid al yachida shel olam. It is normally not appropriate to be don echad. The minimal business, three. Yes, you know, it could be b'di'avad two, it could be this, but the tzura of din is three, not because three is a great way to be done something, but because for us, like you asked about the shofar halacha, for us, somebody who would sit down, learn through Shas, and write himself his own personal Rambam and Paskin is an Eisvav. He's not a Rambam, he's an Eisvav. For us, a person takes it, needs to know the Greshitas, the Kedisan, you know, and handle between different Shitas. So a normal din for us is three people that 2-1 decides it. But the only tzura of so b'meila, for us, that's the best we can do. But it's not the true tzura of what din is. Because din be'etzim requires the sharpness that only one day it can have. That's why the Rambam is such it's a sefer that has a very different feel to it. You can ask down to the Nekuda, what did Rambam mean in this tag? How did he pass a little different? Why is his lashon different here, different there? Shacharuch is a little shayla. Shacharuch is, you know, he was not to be machmir because this is the Chiva Kritzin. Here's a little bit makel. There are more shittas here. There seems to be another shitta. When you ask yourself, where's the shacharuch coming from? You ask yourself, which mekayrus? You go to Beis Yosef and see who's he bringing down and what's going on. In the Rambam, you look in the sugya and try to figure out how do you learn the sugya. So this is a very unique mahalach of din. It's a mahalach of din which is a very, very high darga, but that's what it is. It says, I think, I don't remember where it's sort of, someone else says it. Someone else says, it says that it's a reflection of, it says by Melech HaMashiach that he is going v'haricha b'yiras Hashem, he's going to be able to be done with reyach. The ability to be done with chush reyach is a yochid. In other words, when I'm being done, I'll be seichel. I can sit down with two other people and say, what do you hold? What are your rayas? How do you answer my kashas and your problems? He'll ask me. And the mela, there's a certain logical mahalach where I can be ma'adif one sheet over the other and sort of get to some sort of maskana. If my approach is intuitive, the v'yirichu b'yashamayim, k'moyrich v'do'in, where you could just... I don't know. I don't like this case. It's something wrong about it. It's not shaykh to have three people. I mean, you could have three people, and yes, but what are we going to discuss? Mir shmek this, mir shmek this. Yeah, there's no discussion here. So in that type, the Welt says, I don't remember who they say, them few, but somebody said that on a certain sefer, I've heard on different sefarim, I don't remember which one, that when he brings rayas to his psak, I'm a bar hachit to argue. When he says nearly, I'm not a bar hachit to argue him, because my intuition, his intuition, he's in a different world. So on rayas, we're down on the rayas. You know, that's the Torah's nitna to us. So he says over here what it means that Shimshon was done. It's that type of din, like it says about Melech HaMashiach. So it's a malchus that's diluted. The klal gadol in Hagana in is like this. When you build some sort of fortification, the weak point is where there's a crack between two things. So, Lamashal, if you build with bricks, since every few inches there's a new brick, that's a place where you could push through. Where you mechaber two things and it's not miksha echad, the mokma chibur is always the weak point. And therefore, whenever any mida that's not one is a bir hagana, because you're always going to that the makom that you have two things joined together, that's the weak point. Even not only physically, but Lamarshall, let's say I'm facing two tremendous sonim. I have two countries ganged up to fight against me. So the best eitzah is to try to create a machlokes between the two countries. So if the Muslims are going against us, there's a billion Muslims. The best thing is when you can convince Iran and Saudi Arabia to kill each other. It's toiv lahem and toiv loylam. It's the connection between the two. That's where you got in. I remember Begin. I know you remember Begin. Begin was very sharp with it. And he was always like a gentleman. He never said Khalilah bad things, but it was very gentle. But he was razor sharp. So when they had the Iran-Iraq war, the Geisha press asked him, Mr. Prime Minister, what are your feelings about this war? And he says, what can I say? I wish them both the best of luck. That was what you do is you try, anytime you join two things, the Mokam Achibur is the place where you don't have a real Haganah in that place. When something is one, let's give one more example. Take this idea and imagine somebody is, Bedafka wants to, he wants to establish something or other that I don't want. A school of sorts, a move, anything like that. Or so it depends. If the person has nothing else but that on his mind, it's very, very, very tough. You have to fight and that's it. Imagine this person has another nekuda. He also wants to be very respected. He wants to be very liked. He wants covet. So now I already am able to handle. I can tell him, I can arrange a lot of covet for you if you do this. It's not going to be a big covet for you because of that. The minute when a person is single-mindedly given over to something, it's very, very hard it's very hard to gain the upper hand because he's giving everything. There's nothing else. So 100% of the person is miyuchad and muktish for this nekuda. If a person has another she'ifa, so now I can handle between the two she'ifas. You taka want this, but you also want this. I can play off one against the other. To be megid on something, you need to have something that's echad. I don't know off the top of you. The sukkah is called a hagana on Klal Yisrael, and sukkah is something that's makkah the entire person totally. The Zohar Kodesh says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is megan, the sukkah is megan on a person. And the sukkah, the Goyen says, the famous Goyen, that's one of the two mitzvahs that's makif the person entirely. He takes in the entire Klolius HaAdam, all those pulos, all the entire Tzuras HaAdam, and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, any points? Bez Hashem, next week will probably be will be the last week till after Pesach, Bez Hashem, next week is our Rosh Chodesh, Bez Hashem. So, okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Call to.
Have a good Shabbos.